Entergy plans to cut about 800 of its 15,000 jobs in a move that's supposed to save the company up to $250 million by 2016. About 30 workers at Vermont Yankee will be let go by the end of the year. That's about 4% of the workforce. Terry Young is Entergy's vice president for nuclear communications. He says the cuts will not affect the safety of the nuclear plant.
We did give special attention to ensuring that we did not impact the hands-on core functions responsible for the safe, secure, and reliable day-to-day operations of the plant.
Entergy announced the layoffs in a conference call with investors and analysts. Company CEO Leo Denault described the hundreds of job cuts as a way to, quote, optimize the organization through human capital management.
This process is a critical part of our ability to be successful at our goals of being more efficient, continuing to control our costs, and improving service levels.
But Yankee critics say the reductions will put more pressure on a workforce that is already under stress.
These cuts are going to cut muscle. There's no doubt in my mind.
Arnie Gunderson is a nuclear engineer and a member of a state oversight panel that looked at issues confronting the plant. He says a decade ago, Yankee boosted its power production by 20% without adding additional workers. Gunderson says the oversight panel concluded that the plant was understaffed.
So I think it's only gotten worse. The same number of people are carrying the same amount of work, and now there's going to be 30 less of them. At some point, somebody's going to break and miss something. And when you miss something on a nuclear plant, that can be a really bad problem.
Gunderson says Entergy may choose to close the plant rather than invest about $70 million needed to replace aging equipment and to comply with modifications required as a result of the Fukushima nuclear accident. These costs come as Entergy faces competitive pressure in the Northeast electricity market from lower-cost natural gas-fired generators. On the conference call with investors, Entergy CEO Leo Denault said as the company looks at the future of its wholesale nuclear fleet, all options are on the table. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon in Montpelier.